KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. It's a Thursday morning, and we're looking forward to another great KJC Country weekend and filling our weekend with a lot of great music. Coming to town Saturday night, the Dale and Bradley Band as part of the 21st Annual Corsair Concert Series. And joining us right now is the lady herself, Dale Ann Bradley. How are you today, Dale Ann?
I am great. How are you all?
I'm doing fine. Now, where are we talking to you from? Where's home base for you, Dale Ann?
Well, home base for me is Middlesboro, Kentucky, down in the mountains of southeastern Kentucky, the coal fields. And many of your people came from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're in the Cumberland Gap area. It's beautiful and, have very strong ties to Michigan.
Oh, all right. Well, we're glad you're going to be coming to our area Saturday night. Now, how long have you been doing music, Dale Ann?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give away my age.
Oh, I don't want you to do that.
No, it's probably been well over about 31, 32 years.
Now, have you always been exclusively in the bluegrass genre?
Well, started out in the bluegrass genre, mm-hmm. Went to work at Renfro Valley, a place your folks know well.
You bet.
Down on I-75. For many years was there as a solo artist and then proceeded on with other groups and then became had my own band in 1997, recorded many, many projects, mm-hmm. that all of you in the area have been so gracious to, to play on your airtime and internet time, and have worked so many venues in Michigan, got a lot of family in Michigan, so... It's been wonderful.
It has. And now we're looking forward to having you Saturday night. Of course, the Corsair Concert Series, always bringing great talent to our area to hear. And you are just going to be one in the long line of those. Now, you got a great band. Tell us a little bit about the band that you tour with.
Oh, well, you go through many band members, throughout. There's many different reasons why folks, can't do it full time, and
right.
And me, like everybody else, have went through many band members. This is the this group is very solid. I have Steve Gully, who's a very well known name in that area and has ties there too. Phil Ledbetter, who mm-hmm. is a very popular dobro player and a multi award winner. Have Greg Hodge from Knoxville, Tennessee, on the mandolin. Brian Turner from right over here in the Cumberland Gap. And Stuart Wyrick, which is also from East Tennessee. So we're all so close here.
Yeah.
We're all like in 3 or 4 miles of each other on the Tennessee, Kentucky, and Virginia line.
All right. Now, how much time do you spend on the road? Do you do a lot of traveling through the course of the year?
Oh, we thankfully so. I say this as, as being thankful. We're gone most of the time. We tour the world. We just got back from the Czech Republic about a few months ago.
Wow.
and did 6 countries in 8 days.
Now, you're not the first artist I've talked to have done that, and from what I understand, bluegrass is very well accepted in just about every region in the world.
It really is. Since the wall came down and all the stuff with Gorbachev and Reagan, things have changed there. They've been able to tap into the Western music. All the theaters were sold out, which I was so pleased. They knew our songs. It was a very emotional time because they had not been able to express that
right.
through music or anything. And it really gave me a sense of firsthand of, how precious freedom of expression is and all of that. It was a firsthand experience, and I learned historically. I put a lot of things together.
Yeah. Now, how many times have you been to Michigan with your band?
Oh my goodness, numerous times.
It's
been a little while since we've been there. You never know where you're going to end up from year to year. So it has been a while. Now, I've played the Corsair Concert Series for many years. So when they called and invited us, I was thrilled because I remembered it was such a wonderful venue,
mm-hmm.
Warm people, and we have another show too before down closer to Kentucky, close to the Ohio line before that, and so we're just going to enjoy it. And Michigan's got some beautiful scenery. I love the apple orchards and
yes.
I'm looking forward to really getting back to Michigan. It has been a while.
Well, we're going to do our best to turn up the heat, as we've had kind of a cold spell lately. In fact, we've just gotten done with some snow recently. So we're going to turn up the heat for you a little bit so it's a little more comfortable. We're hoping that you'll enjoy the drive up and the stay here in the Taos area. And, of course, the show, 7:30 Saturday night. You'll be at the Taos United Methodist Church Family Center there on M55 in Taos City. Tickets are just $15. You can get them at Nordic Sports in East Taos or at the door. And I know it's going to be a fun night. I know when you get up on stage, you always have a good time, you and the rest of the band, right?
Oh, that's the name of the game.
Indeed.
I mean, that is it, because it's you know, it's like everything else. There's a lot of work into it, but when you hit that stage, that's the time to commune with everybody, have a big time. And I've got a bunch of cousins that I'm hoping will come out. I've not seen them in a while.
Very good. Well, I know you're busy. We're going to let you go, but we're going to look forward to hearing your music Saturday night, the Dale Ann Bradley Band in concert, part of the 21st Annual Corsair Concert Series. And Dale Ann, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
All right. Thank you so much.